namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11. Jadbara instructs King Raghunan, Mahugan. Asya tatva grihanaya sakshyad. Pariyasir api vacha samasam. Swapne nirukcha grihamedi sokyam. Na yasya heva evyanumitam swayam syat. Translation. A dream becomes automatically known to a person as false and immaterial, and similarly, one eventually realizes that material happiness in this life or the next, on this planet or on higher planets, is insignificant. When one realizes this, the Vedas, although an excellent source, are insufficient to bring about direct knowledge of the truth. In response, please. A dream becomes automatically known to a person as false, taught by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 2:45, Krishna advised Arjuna to become transcendental to the material activities impelled by the three material modes of nature. Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nais Trigunya Bhavarjuna. The purpose of Vedic study is to transcend the activities of the three modes of material nature. Of course, in the material world, the mode of goodness is accepted as the best, and one can be promoted to the higher planetary systems by being on the Sattva-guna platform. However, that is not perfection. One must come to the conclusion that even the Sattva-guna platform is also not good. One may dream that he has become a king with a good family, wife and children, but immediately at the end of that dream, he comes to the conclusion that it is false. Similarly, all kinds of material happiness are undesirable for a person who wants spiritual salvation. If a person does not come to the conclusion that he has nothing to do with any kind of material happiness, he cannot come to the platform of understanding the absolute truth or tattva gyan. Karmis, gyanis and yogis are after some material elevation. The karmis work hard day and night for some bodily comfort, and the gyanis simply speculate about how to get out of the entanglement of karma and merge into the Brahman effulgence. The very yogis are very much addicted to acquisition of material perfection and magical powers. All of them are trying to be materially perfect, but a devotee very easily comes to the platform of nirguna in devotional service. And consequently, the results of karma, jnana, and yoga become very insignificant. Therefore, only the devotee is on the platform of tattva jnana, not others. Of course, the jnani's position is better than that of the karmi, but that position is also insufficient. The jnani must actually become liberated, and after liberation, he may be situated in devotional service. Mad bhaktim labhate param. So King Rahunugan's position is the same as everybody in this material world. It's explained in the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter how the living entity, our material existence is based on desire. The living entity misuses that free will and therefore develops material desire. And Prabhupada explains in the purport how it's like the side of a reservoir of water. A tree may be there, the real tree, but in the water is a reflection. So based on that desire to enjoy this illusion, just like the tree reflected in the water is an illusion, it's not actually factual. The living entity is concocting all kinds of ways to enjoy this world. And this is what Jadbharat is actually pointing out to the king. So in the third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the descent of the living entity into this material world is explained, how that desire, maybe as soon as that desire arises within the heart, the Japatiyadari, the living entity, is immediately slapped down, and then the arrangement is already made by the Lord that the Lord glances and the living entity is impregnated with time and the living entity's desire into the material world, and then it becomes impregnated into the Maha Tattva. And this is like the junction of the spiritual and material world, whereby the living entity can view the different chances for sense gratification. So this is like the last door before one leaves the spiritual world. So this is the beginning of Swapne, the dream. And so therefore the living entity is experiencing various forms of sense gratification. And Krishna has arranged this world in such a way that eventually one becomes disgusted. One takes to eventually becomes a jnani, as it says here, where one desires liberation. After trying, like the karmi, to enjoy for so many births, then one tries to escape. And then one tries to enjoy the mystic powers of a yogi. But all these things are actually insufficient, as it says in this particular translation. So one who is intelligent, bahunam janmanam ante, after many births and deaths, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he realizes that the goal of life is Krishna. And in this way, one is able to develop this desire for spiritual life. So this desire for spiritual life is the healthy condition of the soul. But one thing that we have to develop, and as we see throughout the Bhagavatam, these great devotees have developed this submission. Even a great king like Maharaj Parikshit, a great devotee like Vidura, they were very, very elevated in spiritual life. But in both cases, the Bhagavatam explains how they developed one particular quality which is very essential for spiritual advancement, and that is simplicity, gentleness, humility. And by this process, we can actually start to make advancement on the spiritual path. So this is the situation with King Rahugan. He's very, very materially opulent, and he's become bewildered by that. So therefore he's cursing and calling Jadbharat. But then, because he has some piety, as soon as he hears Jadbharat reply to his cursing, then he realizes this is a great soul. So therefore this spiritual inclination is awakened within his heart. So this is the nature of devotional service, that our ability to be a scholar, our ability to be a great activist in devotional service is not really the qualification, but one qualification is that we have a soft heart. We at least have that honesty. And then when Krishna sees that honesty, this spark can be fanned, and Krishna can give us direction from without and from within. I remember when I first came to the movement, actually, I read The Science of Self-Realization, and first time I just put it down after a few pages. But then later in life, as I went through the School of Hard Knocks, I picked it up again. And instead of going for sense gratification, I read the book. And immediately the time was ripe. After reading it for a few days, I started to send for more books and became very serious about devotional life. So automatically I thought that everybody else who I meet will have the same outlook. This is a natural inclination. The blind man thinks the whole world's blind. We see through our own eyes, we don't understand other people's vision. So I approached a friend who had pretty much the same outlook in life and the same type of attachments, and he took it away with him, and after a few days he came back and he said, "What a load of rubbish." So this is the position when we try to preach in the Kali Yuga, is that not many people are actually really interested. So in the nectar of devotion, there's one quality which is explained as being the beginning of devotional, the beginning of devotional service, called the adhikar, or the, what's the other word? Eligibility, that's the word. The eligibility for devotional service. So what's the eligibility for devotional service? And it explains how it's taste. Even though we're in the material world for so long, still there, for the devotee, either from previous life or by the association of another devotee, there's a little bit of taste there. And this taste is explained that when we have that taste for hearing the Shastras, Bhagavad Gita in particular, and Srimad Bhagavatam, then one can make a very quick advancement. So when Lord Chaitanya, he was asking Ramananda Roy about the best process of making advancement in this world. And after quoting from Bhagavad Gita, a few verses, Ramananda Roy quoted these verses. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "These things are actually okay, but they're just external." And eventually Ramananda Roy came to the point, he said, "Jnane priyasam udapasyanam anti eva jivanti sanmakaritam baridiya vartma stane stitasya shrutikatim tanuvan manobir ye prayasojitachito pyasitais trilokyam." That by a simple person who has this simplicity of heart and carries out his specific duty, but at the same time, he doesn't speculate, but he listens to these narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita from an advanced soul or in the association of other devotees, then by that hearing, the Supreme Lord is actually conquered. The Lord is not conquerable by anything in the material or spiritual world. But when somebody has that sincerity of purpose and hears Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna automatically takes mercy on that person. So how do we get the conditioned souls to have that taste for Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita? So this is the process of association, is that that we're following the process of the Mahajans, Tarko Pratista Srutayavbina. That the process of dry mental speculation won't help anybody. And Tarko Pratista Srutayavbina, Nasavrishya Brashyat Matabina Nabinam, Dharmashitatvan Nihitam Guhayam. That actually, the external process of trying to understand Krishna by dry speculation from books, from different personalities, won't help us. But actually, if we follow the process which is locked in the heart of a pure devotee, this is our great good fortune. Once when Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk, he was talking about the adhikar for taking up devotional service. And one devotee, I think it was Bhajahari, was walking behind. He said, "But Prabhupada, I can't see where I've got any adhikar for devotional service." And Prabhupada stopped and pointed his cane and he said, "I'm your adhikar, I'm your qualification." So this is our qualification for devotional service, is that we're following in that line of the Mahajans. Mahajena yata, Mahoyena gata sapanta. That we're following the We're in the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, and Prabhupada is nicely representing that. And because he is actually a pure devotee, fixed in devotional service, a realized soul, we are getting the, because we have that simplicity of heart, we are able to hear from the realized soul, and the instructions take effect. So what's another qualification for taking up devotion? First is sincerity of heart by association of a pure devotee. This is the King Rahugan's position, is that he's hearing from a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore he's taking an interest. He has that purity of heart. But there's also another thing to take into consideration. It says that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go back to the kingdom of God. So King Rahugan must have had another quality. Has anybody any ideas what that might be? That quality is that he's becoming exhausted, materially exhausted. If we meet people and we explain devotional service to them, and even in material life, you see some people are very, very enthusiastic about enjoying the material senses, enjoying the situation. It's bewildering to us how they can be so much into that sort of thing. I'm not going to that. But so Queen Kunti prays like that, that when once we're in that situation, Janmas Yarya Sutasubya Edamana Ma Punam Niravar Abhidartam Vai Twamakinshina Gochara, that if we want wealth, if we want opulence, if we want learning, or if we want bodily beauty, these things are actually disqualifications. And King Rahugan probably had at least three of those things. I don't know what he looked like, but probably he had wealth, he had a good wife, queen, and he had opulence, high birth. But these things are described as disqualifications. So King Rahugan must have been in a situation where he was becoming estranged from that way of life. He was ready for spiritual life. So this is the another qualification that one needs. One needs to be understanding that material life has got nothing to offer. We just walk out of the Radha Gopinath temple or any temple in the world, and we're straight in the middle of the material energy. And a devotee learns to see by hearing, as it says in this scripture, in this section of the Bhagavatam, that Gyane Priyasam, that section, that, or this is a Chaitanya Charitamrita, that if one has that simplicity of heart to hear, then even though one may be attached to this material world, by that hearing process, one sees the spiritual world, one sees the material world with different vision. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam first thing in the morning, that can set one up for the day. One can see all the activities while performing book distribution, while going to the market for flowers or whatever service we have for the Lord. Then one sees through a completely different scope. So this akinchira gochara, this material exhaustion and only wanting to take shelter of the Lord, then one is able to take shelter of the Lord. So this is a position of Narad, another example of Narada Muni. He was a young boy, 5 years old, and simply by hearing, by performing a little service for those great devotees, the Bhagavatas, then he was initiated into devotional service. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second chapter, it explains how that if we serve pure devotees, those who are completely free from material vice, Shushushro Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Katarushi Shyamahat Sevayavipa Punyatirtha Nishevanat, that one can develop a taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the first process, is to engage people in some activity of devotional service. And then one is able to hear. The hearing process is the most important. And then Srinvatam Svakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Vidyantastaka Bhadoni, Vidunati Saritsatam, that Krishna within the heart then, by this healing process, will cleanse the material desires away, these unwanted things, Vidunati Saritsatam. And in this way, one spiritual life is actually kindled. So this is the karma can be engaged in this way. Those who are a little more intelligent, jnanis, then it says that there are two types of jnanis. One is actually an impersonalist, and then it says the other is of two types also. One is a devotee of the Lord, but the other is actually a mayavadi. He accepts the form of the Lord in the temple, but he sees that this is a form of maya, temporarily accepted by Brahman. And after a while he gives up that service. So it's only the devotee who is actually properly situated. And so Prabhupada explains that even though one may not be a jnani, one may be not fortunate as to be as the fourth class of devotee, as the Bhagavad Gita explains, one who is in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, is a simple soul who is engaged in this process of hearing, then he can make advancement. So this is the process that Lord Chaitanya has actually given, Harinam Sankirtan, hearing the glories of the Lord, and also hearing about the distress of this material world. Two things are necessary. In order to become freed from material attraction, we need to be attracted to something higher. Vishaya vinivartante. Niharasideenam. Raso vajimasopyasya. Param drishtva nivartate. We need this param drishtva, this higher taste of spiritual life. And consequently, when we get a higher taste, then the lesser taste of material life will automatically be relinquished. But at the same time, just so that we don't become attracted to this material energy again, we're constantly hearing also about the bad news of the material world, about the difficulty of the material world. And by this hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, one is able to see the material world and see in that light. So hearing about the glories of the spiritual, hearing about the bad tidings of the material world, just by reading the newspaper, it's not recommended to read it regularly, but same thing, sex, violence, crime, so many disturbances. So we can see what the real picture is. So even though situated in this material world, a devotee like Jadbharat, like Shukadeva Goswami, Maitreya Muni, all these great souls who are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he said that they're... and Prabhupada himself said that he'd come to the hellish planets. When he went to America, the reaction he got from some of the hippies, he could understand that this is the lower planetary systems, or the persons who are actually, he's preaching to, are actually on that platform. But in the Bhagavatam, it's explained that the pure devotee is willing to take on that situation in order to preach. Narayana Prasave, Nakus. Katushchana Bibite, Svarga Apavarga Narakeshu, Apitulya the Darshanam. That the devotee of the Lord is only fully engaged in the service of the Lord. And because he's fully engaged, then these he doesn't care whether he's on the hellish planets, on the higher planets, or on the earthly planets, or he doesn't care for liberation either. Because of that interest in the service of the Lord and that taste, that higher taste, then he's satisfied. So as aspiring devotees, or as an aspiring devotee, we can actually take encouragement from this description in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that by regularly prosecuting devotional service, following the principles of devotional service, then and hearing regularly from these shastras associated with the devotees, then this attachment to the material energy will gradually fade away. And we'll have a higher taste for devotional life. And this is what the Prabhupada tells us we should aspire for, This is a safe platform when we have that taste for serving the Lord and the devotees. So it's nearly 9 o'clock. Does anybody have any questions or any comments? Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.